Park City resident Christy Dillaway has attended both Summer and Winter Olympic Games many times, working for an events production company. As she winds up her Olympic work in Sochi and reflects on the time there, so far she says the crowning moment of her Olympics was watching Park City resident Ted Ligety win gold.
It was really thrilling. It was cool to be there. It was cool to be there as a Park City person. That was really exciting, and I was with a whole lot of Americans that we were a big section of cheering him on, and fun to be a part of that. And definitely, you know, when the camera spin to find, you know, the hometown group, that was, I'm sure that you saw the group I was with, so that's always fun.
Dillaway was able to see the opening ceremonies twice, once for dress rehearsal and once for the real thing. She and her event staff were going to draw straws for who got to attend the closing ceremonies on Sunday. As she reflects on her time in Sochi, she says it was a great experience, punctuated by the gold medal event she got to see. After the Olympics and Paralympics, Dillaway wonders what will become of the Rosa Hudar Alpine venue up in the mountains about 50 kilometers from Sochi.
And it's a little bit like Vegas, you know, like they built it and everything's big. Yeah. I'm not sure how they're going to sustain it. There's a lot of hotel rooms up here and they're being used right now, but it's hard to envision that there will be enough people coming up here in the near future to fill this area.
The resort base is just over 1,800 feet in altitude, and mid-mountain, where most of the activity happens, is at about 3,800 feet. The resort is comprised of 5 gondolas and 9 chairlifts. Dillaway says the Caucasus Mountains are huge, but it takes many gondola rides to get to the snow.
There's one area open for public skiing right now, and you have to take 3 gondolas to get to the snow. You take one gondola up just to get to some hotels, and then we were supposed to have a ski in, ski out lunch up there, but there's no snow to ski anywhere near the restaurant. The restaurant's not open, and it's the end of February. So I don't know when that would be feasible, but then you take 2 more gondolas to get up to the snow. So they're huge mountains. And I think it's just a really deep valley. So you can see all the snow up above, but it just takes a long time to get from here to there.
But Dillaway says it lacks the feeling of a real community beyond these Olympic alpine events and compares it to the community where the alpine events of 2002 were held.
Oh, but it's certainly not the scene like Park City, you know, where people live there and loved it and we wanted to share it with other people. I'm not really sure if anyone lives here besides the accredited people who work in the Olympics. So there are places that you can go into, and it's very international, and everyone's here, obviously, working the Olympics. And you just picture, you know, March. I don't know who's here.
She says most of the venue in Russia was built solely for the Olympic Games.
I think most of it was built for the Olympics. You know, you talk to people who had been coming out for test events and coming for several years, and they'll say, like, there was nothing here. You know, or someone will show you a photo of the river, and there's nothing on either side of it. Now there's, you know, the park inn by Radisson, and there's the Mercure and the North Face store, and the, I don't know who's shopping at the North Face store after this. You know, it's probably a little bit like Sundance, where they come in and they build out a bunch of things, and then they leave. But the nice thing in Park City is we still have a population that still comes to town. I'm not really sure here how that will play out.
That's Park City resident Christy Dillaway calling in from her last days at the Sochi Olympics. The Paralympics begin on March 7th. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.